BJ and Jamie.
We just mentioned to you that the McRib sandwich was not available in Colorado. And why was it? I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a weird thing to roll it out and then not put it right smack dab in the middle of Denver.
Yeah. At least one. At least one.
I know.
You had to go out of state. Well, we just told you a story of four people in Colorado Springs, led by Cody, who made a road trip for the McRib. Hey, Cody, what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey,
what's up?
How you doing?
We're doing good. It's BJ and Jamie. Now, do you guys get to hear our show at all?
Yes, sir. We do.
Oh, you do?
Okay, because you're in Colorado Springs, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Springs, but I live in Castle Rock, and I'm an account manager for a title company, so I essentially live in my car. But I listen to you guys in the morning until I can, and then it cuts off a little bit past Monument, but that doesn't matter.
Hey, so Cody, here's the thing. So why didn't you call Sean and say, Sean, I got this amazing idea that, you know, we've been trying to go viral for like 6 years.
Jamie, I had no idea. I mean, okay, well, I'm gonna start by saying this. Everybody sees this and they're like, oh, fat guy loves the McRib. And that is not the case. So I'll be perfectly honest. Angela Fugate, the owner of the real estate company that I work with, she was the one that loved the McRib. And I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? She's like, well, they don't sell them in Colorado. I'm going to drive down to New Mexico to buy one. And I go, one, we need to turn this into a quest for the people.
Oh, I love
it. Colorado.
You know what? I love the way you think, Cody, because then you went to Facebook, you went to Twitter, and you rounded up people to put in money so that you guys could buy a trunk load of these McRib sandwiches.
Well, BJ, that's the thing, is we didn't want anyone to invest it. We wanted to give it back to them for free.
Oh, Cody.
So we were initially going to invest 50 sandwiches, and it's $3 for two sandwiches. So we thought, small investment. I made a Twitter handle called The Rib Run. I made a silly poster playing on the Cannonball Run because we were essentially saying, hey, we're driving 2 hours down to the border of Mexico, New Mexico, and driving 2 hours back.
Yeah.
It'll be just like the Cannonball Run. So I made, and that's how the McRib Run 2018 hashtag started.
Cody.
And then it just blew up.
Cody.
Can I just say, there's a couple of things here.
Yeah, well, I've got one. Go ahead.
A quest for the people.
A quest for the people? That's very good.
No, that's it. It just gave me a tear. He gave me a tear that is running down my face like that Indian that hated trash. I have a tear going down because
Cody.
A quest for the people.
Cody, you're making the show very emotional this morning. My question was this. Cody, have you ever thought about becoming a morning show producer?
PJ, when I was in college, I was playing ball, and I was a sports journalist major, and I tried to get a job back home, and they didn't want me.
No.
Because you have that mindset. You know how to make things happen, man.
Wow.
And I know your boss, and they wanted a McRib sandwich, and you said to, hey, the stigma of being a fat guy making a McRib run. Hey, listen, Sean and I would be easily your two fat guys.
Yes. You have
really easily.
Guys, BJ, what I hear is there's a McRib run 2018 part two about to happen. People of Colorado Springs, if we need to bring them to the Denver Metro and really run this thing out, then you know that you got some power partners in Angela and myself.
You know what? We could do it. We could do it. We could pick like next or this Friday to make the McRib sandwich run, and people can, and if they want to buy three or four, and we pull you up into the parking lot here and you can unload the McRibs.
This feels illegal.
Better job. So everyone obviously was like, oh my God, that's disgusting. You have sandwiches in your trunk for 2 hours.
There is that part. That's kind of
the fumes.
And I'm not sure if McDonald's is going to think it's at its quality best after 2 hours in a trunk.
But can't we get one of those, like those, what's it called, the Yeti coolers or something? Can't we get something like that we put these things in that they preserve and get them back here to the parking lot and we hand them out in our parking lot in a few days?
I agree, but we should also, we were joking, maybe we get a waiver next time, too, just in case.
I think we should get that Domino's thing, heated van.
Yeah.
Warm.
We need the heated bag, so we went to Sam's Club or one of those big box shops and bought a bunch of those hot coal bags thinking that we could do it as much. But, I mean, realistically, when you're out taking a road trip, right, you can buy food and you cannot eat that food for 45 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours. The second we got home back to the office, we put them in the fridge. We put a secret stash in the freezer for some of our clients that couldn't necessarily make it.
Yeah.
And then we just had – people were waiting at our office when we got back.
It was this is amazing. A great promotion for a real estate company. Yeah. How smart are you to know that everybody would love the McRib at your office?
Hey, I knew Angela's the one that knew the love for the McRib. I saw the opportunity for marketing, so it was definitely two heads together. I didn't do this alone.
You have to work here.
You guys are brilliant.
But what my tag is if we're going to work this hard for a sandwich, think about how hard we'll work to sell your home.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Did you hear that tagline?
You know what?
Wow.
I don't even want to move, but go ahead and sell my home right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't even care if I get the money for it.
Wow.
You've talked me into it.
Man. It's Angela Jackson, Angela Fugate at Mackenzie Jackson Real Estate. If you guys ever want any help,
well, you betcha.
Wow.
You betcha.
If we'll work this hard for a sandwich, imagine how hard we'll work for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Cody, I got to tell you, you're brilliant.
Cody.
If you ever want to get into radio, we have an opening.
We will give you a job in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you can run this company for all we care.
Holy hell, the way that your mind thinks is amazing.
All right, Cody, we may be back in touch with you if you're going to make a second run.
Yeah.
I'm completely serious, BJ and Jamie.
Okay.
If you guys want to do that and we can get it out to more people, obviously this thing is blown up. And right now, Friday looks wide open for me. So let us
Friday
know.
Looks good.
Looks good. Oh, so happy.
Friday looks good. I'm starving.
We should do like a wagon train.
We should.
Yeah.
We should. We
could
unload them here in our parking lot, man.
This is so fantastic.
Have people drive through and get their McRib sandwich.
I feel like, BJ, you're that guy that talks about doing it, but you're not even going to drive down there at all.
No, but Cody will. Cody will. All right. Cody, thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank
all right.
you so much.
Talk soon. You got it. Bye-bye.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.